organization. It's a bottom up that you only escalate if you need more. So, okay, so command is management. Operations. Operations is getting the job done.
Get her done.
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground. Yeah. Whatever it is. Planning in the intelligence section is basically for the incident period from such and such a time to such and such a time. Planning what the resources are needed in order to get the job done. So, you know, part of like our May 4th exercise coming up. In many ways, I'm functioning as the planner for that, trying to figure out what are the resources available, what do we need. We know that we need at least what to run the EOC. How many operators?
At least four, five, six.
How many?
One.
One? No, one won't do it.
One person per radio.
One person per radio, so there's four.
That's four, right? And then you have your login.
Okay, that's five.
Then you have your logger and the one taking in the messages, that's six.
And well,
well, that's on each radio, yeah, so that's five.
Okay, so you've got five, but I need one more.
Right.
And what is it, Charlie? Because I forgot it during one of the one of the exercises when I was choreographing it.
The incident commander, basically.
Well, the other position I'm thinking of is we need to monitor. We have to have one person monitoring Loma Ridge or Orange County Races.
That's radio position.
That's a radio position.
But usually it's at the end of the table, right?
Yeah,
okay, working. So we got two in, two out, plus monitoring Loma Ridge, that's five, plus documentation, that's six.
And a runner would be seven.
And then whoever else happens to be available.
Yeah. And during a real incident, we'll have to have somebody to
a
interface
runner.
With the city EOC.
Okay, a runner.
A runner.
Okay, so we might, now maybe the documentation person be the runner.
No way.
No. No way. No? Okay,
usually
so...
Usually we can't get all the documentation down in the time period that we're there.
Okay, so we need a runner. That's an idea for a drill.
Seven.
That's
so
seven.
Seven? Or
seven.
Is just this
that's seven.
For our position with the city, we need seven, because you always have to have a runner because the EOC is across the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For the messages. Okay, so seven, that's good. So thank you for the help of planning the next exercise.
Something else to think about if you're on this subject, we also need someone to monitor the Winlink and the city-to-city EOC radio.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be eight.
That could be and eight.
Can't the same person.
Yeah, maybe... what would be really nice is to move the document. Well, I don't know, the person documenting is really busy. But anyway, okay, so we've been doing a bunch of planning here. Now, how is all that we just talked about different than operations in our as far as EOC? I think I asked the wrong question. Anyway, operations is actually running the radios, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take care of them. Okay. Logistics is taken care of. That's okay. Do we have enough radios? And you know, as we think of
kind of what you were just doing.
Yeah. Well, we went through thinking about personnel.
But that's logistics.
Okay. Yeah. But that's what, yeah.
Logistics
is equipment. Thinking of people.
Equipment.
Yeah. Logistics is the equipment.
Equipment, making sure it's working and good. If there's anything
not working, bring in a spare or substitute or whatever.
But it wouldn't cover what we were just talking about? I mean, to know that everybody is in place and that, okay, so there's equipment and we have the appropriate number of people to man the equipment?
That's planning. Planning gets the number of people to support operations. And logistics gets your equipment to keep the people busy.
Logistics is making sure you got what you need.
So you know, you have two bulldozers, you don't need that planning. Logistics, you say, here, two bulldozers ready for if needed.
And for sake of the discussion, how many radios do we have in the cupboard for May 4th?
Are you asking me or?
Yes, Charlie. Well, anybody, but.
We have three FT-8800s. We have a D-Star 2 meter 440, which is also analog. We have HF and we have a 6 meter radio.
Okay, so we got 6 meter.
And 6 radios.
And so we basically have 6 radios.
Then if you want to count ATV, which right now we don't have ATV capability because the units are being modified.
Okay. Well, what I was thinking is during one of the exercises, and this is a comment directed to Charlie, is I came up short having enough radios, and therefore we needed one of Charlie's radios in order to have enough radios to go around.
Didn't one of them die or something? One of them.
We just needed more 2 meter 440 because the county was not using 6 meters, but using 440 or 2 meters.
Right.
Is this radio gone?
No. So, okay, well, so we've been doing a lot of planning here. Food for thought. Heads up, Charlie, we're going to need your radio for May 4th. Okay, let's now just move on. Now, on slide 10, we see the same 5 groups, and these are the ZR function sections. ZR1 is command, ZR2 ops, ZR3, ZR4, ZR5. Now, take a look at one of the handouts in the paperwork you have. I'm specifically looking at the ZRICS position description guide for an ICC unit leader, ZR25 is the position code. And
that's the last handout.
Yeah, it's the last handout. I just added it this afternoon. And Charlie got it reproed. Now, one of the key things is when you look at any one of these documents, if you look along the bottom, you see a document number. It's vcn.org, and then it says ZR something. In this case, ZR2. So we immediately know this document has to do with a position in ops, in operations. Really important to make note of the ZR1, ZR2, ZR3. And if you go out to Wayne Berringer's website, he's organized it in such a way that right at the very top of the, but there's a section called, I was going to show you, but I don't think I can get it up quickly here. But when you go to the website, in the right-hand side of it, there's a link that says forms, positions and forms. If you click that link, then you'll see on the website that he's got these 5 items listed, plus a bunch of others, but at least these 5. And these are the links to all of the material that he is providing us pertaining to A, command. So you'll see a link to ZR1, and you'll say command, and that opens up a page that has everything having to do with managing an incident. And there's tremendous amount of material there. ZR2 operations and so forth. So pay close attention to the to whatever's on a piece of paper that he's published, like at the bottom, ZR2, 5, or what have you.
I have a comment regarding this form, the ZR Incident Communications Center Unit Leader, ZR25. In a previous course that I looked up in the abbreviation glossary, ZR26 was the Field Communications Unit Leader. And at the end of, towards like halfway through this course, which we won't get through tonight, it mentioned a ZR25, which I didn't have on the glossary. Mm-hmm. So that was going to be one of my questions to send you at the end. But then towards the very end, it mentions in this course that the 25 is the supervisor, not the unit leader.
Okay, so, supervisor.
So if there's a 25 is a supervisor and a 26 is a unit leader, then this other document here has it mixed up.
Yeah. Well, the main reason that I don't, there may be a conflict there, maybe a typo, not sure. The main reason that I even brought up the ZR25 or the unit leader is that in a few minutes we're going to look more at this document, because typically when we've had our jobs, if we wanted to get promotions, it was very important for us to know what was important to our managers, to our direct report. Well, the ZR25 is our direct report as far as what we're talking about. So we're going to spend a little bit of time looking at that, because it gives insight into what's important to us. Now I'm getting ahead of myself a bit here. Okay, let's move on to slide 6. And we'll come back to that form in a bit. Slide 11. And I got ahead of myself here. Okay, what is we see here is we've heard in the prior class that Wayne referred to P codes, position codes. Well, of course, we're talking now about the ZR2R, which is ICC specialist. And then he goes down through saying basically what we've been saying. As part of ops, the course is 223, of course. Direct report is a ZR25. Okay, that's where I was thinking, well, it's important that we look to see what is important to our direct report. So with that, let's take a look at this handout for the ZR25. Okay, it basically says here the category Z Radio Incident Communications Center Unit Leader is the senior member of the Incident Communications Center, ICC, or Incident Support Unit, ZRISU. Thank you, Jay, for getting all these acronyms down. And is assigned to operations section. And then the verbiage talks about home unit responsibilities and so forth, and most of these position description guides, the text is pretty similar. But what I wanted to zero in on with this handout, It talks about pre-deployment safety operations and in-transit things to do and so forth. You can read down through all that. But turning to page 3 of 4 of this document, the position description guide for the unit leader, there's a number of items that are direct report expects of us. Everybody on page 3 of 4. Okay, let's go around the room. Each one of you read one. read one of the items listed here.
Always maintain a safe operating environment. ZR incident priority number one.
Okay. So that's always number one, and it's right there.
Complete all ICS 211 ZR processing